Let's just talk about the Russian attack and what you all were able to ascertain in your self-scout.
Well, when you got a week to study yourself, you can spin those numbers and spin those plays a lot of different ways. I would choose to keep some of those findings to myself, mm-hmm. but we want to run the ball better. Heck, we want to pass it better. We want to score more points. We definitely have not played our best football on offense yet. And we studied ourselves across the board in every situation, and we need to get better across the board, and I'm confident that the guys will try to do that.
Coach said he didn't care if he was running offense, scoring, passing offense. He just wanted to be a scoring offense.
Sure. Well, I mean, it's just human nature. I mean, the runners want to run more, the passers want to pass more, the catchers want to catch more. Mm-hmm. And that's how it is on every team. So. Again, we're always in search of the perfect game, and mm-hmm. haven't found it yet.
Do you attack these corners that they have in Philly? And they are one of the few teams that tried to put a corner on Tony last year.
Well, they definitely have two outstanding corners. They unless they're going to play three corners, they can't put a corner on all three of our guys. Mm-hmm. But. Matchups, I think, are one of the key parts of this game, and every game has some plus and minus matchups for both sides. Again, they have two excellent corners. They've been matching them on wideouts. Now, I haven't seen them match them on tight ends this year, but anything's possible.
Could you give the lay folks a definition of the wide tackle nine?
Well, those Coach Washburn, we played against him when I was at Jacksonville. He was at Tennessee. The wide nine is a defensive end playing outside of your tight end alignment. Instead of conventional defensive ends play either inside eye or head up face to face with your tight end. They play their defensive ends outside your tight end, and they violently crash down through the outside eye of the tight end and try to squeeze the offense and get up the field and pressure your quarterback, and they're very good at it.
This has been a defense that has been pretty good on third down. I think they've only allowed 29% on third down. How important is it going to be to sustain those drives?
Yeah, real important. They're one of the best teams at stopping an offense on third down, and we've been one of the top five teams at converting third down. So that whoever wins that matchup, along with the turnover, will be one of the keys to that game.
What is D'Amico Ryan's kind of added to their defense?
Again, D'Amico is a guy that I've played against several times because of the Jacksonville-Houston, and he seems to have brought the same thing he did when he was at Houston, is he's sort of a quarterback to the defense. He's actually their leading tackler right now. Very smart, instinctive player, always seems to be in position, hard to get him out of position. They leave him on the field and sub, which is unusual that a middle linebacker stays on in nickel situations, so that says how much they think about his ability. This guy's a top flight middle linebacker in the league, and I mean it's definitely, I think, been a good addition to Philly.
How much has their defensive coordinator change affected your preparations for this week?
Well, that's going to be the million-dollar question this week, and you don't really know the answer because that you're dealing with an unknown. I mean, all we can go with is what they've been doing so far. I mean, obviously, there's going to be some kind of a change, or they wouldn't have changed coordinators. The talk seems to be that they're going to become more of a pressure team. They have not been a big pressure team as far as how many guys they rush. They do put a lot of pressure on the quarterback with a four-man rush, as good as any team in the league. Mm-hmm. So I guess if I was reading between the lines, I'd say they're going to blitz more, but we don't know because Coach Bowles, even though he's done a lot in his career, he has not called the defenses that I know of as a coordinator before, so we're going to be learning about his tendencies for the first time, and we'll just have to adjust the best we can.
How, Babin and Cole, their numbers are down, but are they still playing that that kind of unique in at a high level?
Yes, they are, and they're more than any team we played. They're too deep on their D line, and they play their second unit more than most teams. They really do a good job of keeping their guys fresh, and their second unit is extremely talented as well. I mean, they got a first round draft pick in their second wave. I mean, they're comparable to a hockey line. They roll their next group in there, and they have four or five very capable defensive ends.
And Cullen Jenkins, how's he doing?
Well, again, I don't think he has a sack to date, but I mean, you would just not know it from watching the tape. I mean, he's a very disruptive player, again, this is going to be a big challenge for our offensive line and our entire offensive team to deal with that front.
And last for me, one of the film guy things I watched said that Matt's interceptions last game were as a result of pressure through the A and B gap. That's what I had that down there. But he took credit for him. He just said he misread him, threw the wrong spot. So that would lead to, you know, us to think, hey, maybe they are going to try to come after through the A and B
gap. Yeah, well, I mean, again, they – don't believe everything you see and read. I mean, just because someone puts it out there doesn't mean it's true.
That's what I have to
ask. The three interceptions last week, one of them, Matt just didn't read it correctly. We had we had two other guys open. He threw to the wrong guy. The guy made a nice play. Mm-hmm. One of them, we mis-ID'd it, and they did blitz us through the A gap. Mm-hmm. We had plenty of blockers. We just blocked the wrong guys,
okay. And
they hit Matt right as he was throwing. And the third interception on the deep ball was a bad call by me. I shouldn't have had us in that play. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it was three different causes of those interceptions. I mean, that they may or may not blitz us more, but I don't think it would be because of that.
Okay. All right, that's all I have. Oh, you want to get Tony as 100th touchdown?
I'd love to. We'd love to get it. We wanted to get it last game, but we're working on it.
Okay.